Tonight, Showtime presents a new documentary on the late pop star Michael Jackson. Director Spike Lee explores his journey from child prodigy to recording his best-selling 1979 album, Off the Wall. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, it's the second in what Lee hopes will be a trilogy of films dedicated to Jackson's musical legacy.
Off the Wall was Michael Jackson's first solo album as an adult.
I mean, that's the first time we heard that iconic yell. That's his free at last, free at last.
Musician Questlove is one of the many who reflect on Jackson's hit dance songs and R&B ballads from that album. Spike Lee's documentary traces Jackson's journey from being a child star with the Jackson 5 at Motown to becoming a superstar solo act with Epic Records. We see a 14-year-old Michael Jackson at the 1973 Academy Awards singing the theme song from a movie about a rat. Michael Jackson's evolution to being the confident 20-year-old heard in Off the Wall is all here in the film. It includes archival recordings from TV shows and private interviews with the soft-spoken star at his home.
One of the most important things to being successful is listening and watching and being a good person to work with, easy to work with.
Jackson is shown learning from his idols, Quincy Jones and Stevie Wonder, Sammy Davis Jr., Fred Astaire, and Gene Kelly.
Michael's dance is based on energy. He moves like an electric eel.
There's rarely seen footage of Jackson tap dancing with the legendary Nicholas brothers. And a host of people, from actress Rosie Perez to basketball star Kobe Bryant, talk about how Jackson's perfectionism inspired them.
The way he could spin, stop on a dime, and point with such intensity, that's the power I'm talking about.
He impacted everything for me, absolutely. He impacted my game on the court. He impacted me now, to this day, and how I learn.
Michael Jackson died after an overdose just before he turned 51 on the eve of his This Is It tour. With this film, his estate is preserving his legacy, says co-executor John Branca.
We are approached constantly from all over the world, from people wanting to do Michael Jackson projects. But it's more important to say no than it is to say yes. We just want to be very selective. We thought Spike was the ideal choice for director. He's very passionate.
The estate first hired Spike Lee to direct a documentary on Jackson's album Bad. A few weeks ago, before the Sundance Film Festival premiere of this new film, Lee said he didn't want to touch on anything negative surrounding Jackson's life or death.
I told him from the get-go, from Jump Street, we're just going to focus on the music. You know, his genius, the dance, the songwriting, all the other stuff we're not dealing with. That's for somebody else to do, not me. I'm not doing it.
Lee directed Michael Jackson's music videos for his 1996 song They Don't Care About Us, and he's hosted several block parties in Brooklyn to celebrate the King of Pop.
Michael is alive because his music is still here, and every year a new generation is introduced to MJ.
She's out of mind.
Every time Michael Jackson sang this song, he cried, Quincy Jones recalls in the documentary. He produced the album Off the Wall. 3 years later, in 1983, Jackson recorded Thriller, which won 8 Grammys and remains the best-selling album of all time. Spike Lee says he hopes to be able to chronicle that in his third Michael Jackson documentary. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.